From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Charlie Pierce, Amy Dickinson, and Tom Baudette. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, guys. In just a minute, Carl joins the Occurime Wall Street movement in our Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, it's time for a game that we're going to call...
Bunga Bunga Bunga, or 999.
Silvio Berlusconi and Herman Cain. They've both been accused of sexual harassment. They're both crooners. And they both have deep, long-lasting connections with Italian food. They're so similar, in fact, we're wondering if you can tell them apart. Carl's going to read each of you a quote. You identify if it's Berlusconi or Cain. Get it right, you win a point. Here we go, Charlie. This one's for you. Here's what Cain or Berlusconi said when asked if he was faithful to his wife.
I am pretty often faithful.
Who said that?
The problem is, the sentiment is Berlusconi, but the syntax is Cain.
Yeah.
So, I'm absent the accent, I'm going to say Berlusconi.
Berlusconi, well done. That's who it was. He's pretty often faithful. It's a good spin. That may be where Cain got the idea for his 1 in 1,000 defense. So that's all right. Cain is known for wearing his hats. Berlusconi is known for wearing hair plugs. Which of the two said this?
I have little hair because my brain is so big, it pushes the hair out.
I don't know whether to be proud or embarrassed. I don't know enough about these two guys to figure that one out, but I'm gonna go with Herman Cain.
Could have been. It was Berlusconi.
Oh.
Too bad. Yeah, of Berlusconi's many problems, this is one of the few he can blame on his brain. Last one, Amy. Cain or Berlusconi says this a lot, this phrase about staying strong in hard times.
A poet once said, life can be a challenge. Life can seem impossible, but it's never easy when there's so much on the line.
Now that sounds good, but what makes it a significant quote is that the poem he's quoting was in fact the theme song to the Japanese animated film Pokemon the Movie 2000. Which of the two men quotes Pokemon as a source of inspiration?
Oh, well, some ladies are calling him Pokemon, so I'm going to go with the original Pokemon, Herman Cain.
Yes, you're right. It was Herman Cain. He became the first candidate since Gerald Ford to quote Pokemon in a presidential debate.
To be fair, he's quoting Henry Wadsworth Pokemon.
Exactly. They get used to the sound of this people, Vice President Pikachu.
Life can be a challenge. Life can seem impossible. It's never easy when so much is on.